For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. From the Los Angeles Times, Angel Raich found that medical marijuana works for her. Now she's asking the Supreme Court to look at her case. Angel Raich flicks a butane lighter at the bowl of a small glass pipe, inhales deeply, then, in deference to a guest, blows the pungent smoke out the window of the sitting room in her three-story Oakland home. "Without cannabis, I would not survive," she says. Raich, 39 years old, 5 feet 4 inches tall, just 100 pounds, is smoking with her physician's blessing. According to the doctor, she suffers from a staggering array of ailments, including chronic severe pain from scoliosis, temporomandibular joint dysfunction, and endometriosis, nausea, life-threatening weight loss, seizures, fibromyalgia, and an inoperable brain tumor. Quote, "I hurt every second of every day," she says. Quote, "I wouldn't wish my body on my worst enemy." End quote. The lighter flares again. In October of 2002, Raich, two growers who supply her with marijuana free of charge, and Diane Munson, another medical cannabis patient, filed suit against U.S. Attorney General John Ashcroft and Asa Hutchinson, then head of the Drug Enforcement Administration. They asked for a court injunction to stop federal government arrests and prosecutions of those who grow, possess, or use marijuana for medical reasons. After various ramifications and appeals, the U.S. Supreme Court has now agreed to hear the case. Oral arguments are scheduled for November 29th. This is Angel Raich.
The federal government, from day one, has been afraid of us in our case because of the fact that we have such clean facts in our case, and there is a large factual record. There's no way that they can go up against our facts and win against us. And so it really is significant. I have every intentions of standing up and fighting this battle with them. I have no intentions of backing down. I have no intentions of going away. And if it takes every last breath in my body, I will continue this fight. I have absolutely no doubt that it's over. This is probably just a stepping stone. It means that a lot of patients in all the 9 states that support medical cannabis, I think there's 10 now, all the states that support medical cannabis, can sleep easier tonight. It's important to feel safe in one's own home. You know, it just shows that, even someone as small as me can go up against a mighty powerful giant like Attorney General John Ashcroft and win.
Ashcroft may be gone, but Angel's still standing. This is Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.